This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I ministered for 6 years in Atlanta and to a much older congregation demographically. Let me tell you one of the powerful things that happened. By having so many elderly people, people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, I came in contact with a lot of World War II veterans. I ended up doing the funerals for a lot of World War II veterans. I did one funeral that I will never forget. I did a funeral for a man who not only fought in World War II, he fought in Korea, then turned around and went to Vietnam. I didn't know there were people out there who were in all three, but he did. World War II at the end of the war with Korea, and then the beginning of the Vietnam War. You talk about an interesting life in the military. I was talking to that gentleman. But the most interesting situation I had in that light is this. There was a man in the church by the name of Ski, S-K-I, Bushinsky. Ski Bushinsky. During World War II, he flew on a B-25 in the South Pacific. And 2 or 3 years before his death, he told me a story that I ended up telling him. Somebody ever told you a story out of their life and you end up using it and say, I want to tell you a story about somebody and it's them, that person. That's what I had the opportunity to do. The time came when Ski was found out one day that he had about a month or two to live. Some terminal illness, he called me. And I said, I'll be right over, Ski. Went over to talk to him, and he said, Randy, why would God permit this to happen? He's in his 80s, and I said, I just got a month or two to live. And he was right. He only lived about 60 days after that. And I said, Ski, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story that you told me about your life. He had told me that when he was flying as a crew member in the B-25 in the South Pacific, they were assigned different crews. He would fly with one crew with his job assignment, and he would be told, you're going to be on such and such an aircraft, and here's the pilot and the co-pilot, here's the navigator, here's the crew you're going to fly with. Got his assignment for one particular day and was getting ready to go when another airman came over to him and said, Ski, do me a favor. I don't like the pilot or the co-pilot of the flight I'm scheduled with. Would you trade with me today? Would you let me take your flight and you fly on the aircraft that I'm scheduled to fly on? And they got an officer to sign off on it, did the paperwork, and got the change. And some of you are ahead of me. You know what happened that day. The aircraft that Ski was supposed to be on was shot down that day, and all aboard were killed. And I said, Ski, do you remember telling me that story? He said, yeah. I said, the same God that had his hand on you in 1944 is the same God that's got his hand on you now with cancer. And the same God that was with you then in the 40s is with you now in this year, in this generation, in this century. And I said, Ski, do you see where I'm going with this? That the God who was with you then is with you now no matter what happens. I think it helped him. And I want to tell you this. I would have never had that opportunity. I would never had that opportunity to share with him those thoughts, if it weren't for the fact that both Ski Bushinsky and I believed in a creator God and believed in the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and believed in the Sustainer, the Holy Spirit, what would have I said to him had I not been a believer? What would he listen to had he not been a believer? I was able to offer him hope, get this, based on what he believed. Put your sign out, stand by it. I believe that God is the creator. I believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Holy Spirit that lives and works in my life and guides me. And I believe in the God who's with me when you're flying in a B-25 in World War II, and a God who's with me when I've got 60 days to live. It doesn't matter. God is God. He's still on the throne. He's still the Redeemer. He's still the Sustainer.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.